Okay, something to look forward to this coming Saturday, the 20th anniversary of Winter Heat Festival in Newcastle. Unfortunately, it was postponed last Saturday due to the high winds. And joining me online is Zachariah, the director of Fingers Crossed Creative, to tell us about this wonderful day, which is coming up this Saturday. And Zachariah is on the line. G'day, Zachariah.
G'day.
Nice to talk to you. Thanks for taking your time to come on and tell us about this wonderful day coming up this Saturday.
Thank you.
Now, for those who may not know the history of Winter Heat Festival, this is the 20th anniversary, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It has had a little break for the last few years due to a few factors, COVID, et cetera. But, yeah, it started back in 2004 as a part of Live Sites. I don't know if everyone remembers Live Sites, but it was part of their event plan, and it was initially just a way to have an outdoor event in the winter by adding fires and warmth, and then it's grown and grown and grown over the years.
Now, I've just had a look at the list of things that you have on this coming Saturday, and wow, there's lots of things that we can look forward to, isn't there?
Yeah, we try and get a fair bit of stuff in there, pack a fair bit of activity in there. It's all local stuff too, which is another big objective of, you know, it's a fully locally produced event, and all local artists, all local vendors, all local attractions and everything, and it's all free, which is another great thing.
Yeah, okay. I noticed there's live music, there's things like fire cannons, yeah. You'll have some roving performers, some fire performers. I mean, it's all there, isn't it?
We've got a parade of a bicycle karaoke parade, a giant puppets parade as well from Curious Legends. It's called Luminous Creatures. That's going to be amazing. They've got the giant, great big giant bamboo puppets and lanterns and whatnot. Yeah, plenty of bands. We've got a silent disco with a few local DJs up on the hill there at Pacific Park. And, opera, bit of cabaret, bit of dance. We've got a ex-line dancing champion who's going to teach a little bit of boot scooting. Great big drum ensemble that everyone's welcome to join into. The crew at Earthen Rhythms, they bring along a big bunch of drums, so there's sort of enough drums for a lot of people to get involved.
Yeah, so it's a real family event, this one, isn't it?
Yeah, we try and just make it, you know, offer a bit of something for everybody. It's kind of got, you know, something to suit all demographics. The ideal is, you know, a whole bunch of people from the community all come together and have a great time. It's kind of the what's behind it.
Okay. Now, for those who may not be aware of where Pacific Park is, can you give us some information on where we can find Pacific Park if we're not sure where it is?
Yeah, it's basically just, if you're at Newey Beach, you just go under the tunnel and you'll come out, it's down at the end of Hunter, if you go all the way through Hunter Mall and right down to the end of Hunter Street, there's Pacific Park, just before you get to the beach.
Yeah, okay, all right. Yeah. Now, this all kicks off at 5 o'clock Saturday?
5 o'clock Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, last weekend, unfortunately, the winds were just too much, weren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, being a fire event, yeah, we were basically just told we could potentially go ahead, but with no fires, so
yes.
Wouldn't have been much.
It wasn't what you call a fire day last Saturday, was it? Blowing
no.
With that gale and whatever.
It was terrible, yeah. Very glad we made that decision, even though it was a bit of a burden. But, yeah, it's going to be great, and this weekend looks amazing. The weather looks great.
So. Looking at the forecast now, Saturday looks a lot better than last Saturday. So hopefully you guys can get a lot of people along here and support you from 5 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. The other thing is, I'd like to ask you as well: is there any other further information where our listeners can get any information on this?
Yeah, absolutely. So there is a website, which is just winterheatfestival.com. If you're on Facebook, there's the Winter Heat Festival page on Facebook. And then there's an event, which you'll also find a Facebook event connected to that. You can also access all of these from the website. There's also an Instagram, but if you make it to the website, you'll find all of these.
You should get all the details that you need.
And absolutely.
And as you said during our chat as well, the good thing about this is actually a free community event, which is great.
Yeah, that's a big part of the objective is just, you know, everyone can come. There's no cost. The only thing you need to have a bit of money for is some food and drink.
Yeah, which I'm sure a lot of people will come prepared for that.
Yeah. Or you can bring your own picnic too if you want.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's something that, you know, some of our listeners may not be aware that you can do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so thanks for the advice on that one. All right, well, it's been really good to talk to you, and I hope that this Saturday, as we said, the weather is very kind to you, and we hope that the Winter Heat Festival for the 20th anniversary is a great success this year down there at Pacific Park, and as we said, all kicks off at 5 in the afternoon and goes until 9 o'clock. Great family event, and yeah, we look forward to maybe catching up next year and catching up with you again.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks for coming on the show. So there's something for you to do if you haven't really got too much in the way planned this coming Saturday. Get on to Pacific Park and support the Winter Heat Festival Newcastle.